Okay, so we've kind of worked out that more often than not, a lot of the words that I choose or kind of enjoy are the ones that actually bear no resemblance to what they actually mean, and today is no different whatsoever. So the word that I kind of really enjoyed today was le'chol sratim, and le'chol is to eat, and sratim are movies. So you go figure, to eat movies. What does it actually mean?
Binge watching.
In day to day? No, does not mean. But that is really good. Who knows? In time it might become to mean binge watching. But at the moment it means to eat movies. It's like saying someone who loves drama, or used for someone over dramatic, or is making a scene about something that's really small. I suppose we talk about a drama queen. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is to the eating of the movies, but there it is. And then just related, because it really is similar, is Chai Baseret, which is lives in a movie.
Lives in a fantasy world.
Exactly. When someone over
you
the
made
top,
me your slave.
Unrealistic. Yeah. So I threw these out there because, as I said on Thursday, we are going to make sentences, and I thought, well, you know, we've had some pretty ridiculous ones so far. Why not throw in some more ridiculous ones, and we'll have a superbly marvelous ridiculous sentence on Thursday.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Brilliant. Okay. So give us those two words again.
Le'chol sratim, which is to eat movies. That's the one who's over dramatic and over the top. Or Chai Baseret, which is living in a movie, just completely out of touch with reality.
Gosh, I can't think of anybody who that would apply to, which is probably why I just haven't used it before, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to give us some Simon Says?
I'm happy to. I'm very happy to.
Okay. And if there's time, we're still going to play a lovely song before news.
Sounds good to me.
Simon Says.
Okay, so by now, it's no secret that I really love Hebrew. I love everything about Hebrew. I wish I was better at it. I think you really need to be in Israel to speak Hebrew properly. I think there's only a certain level if you don't have Israeli parents or you don't have exposure to Israeli media. You only get
daily
so
conversations.
Good. Well, that's it. That's exactly. And I'm in that funny sort of position where my Hebrew is not bad enough to go to an ulpan, but it's not good enough to talk fluently. So I'm sort of in that nowhere zone of help me, I don't know what to do in this place.
That you can go either way.
Yeah. But I do love Hebrew, although for an English speaker, it is a difficult language. It's a difficult language because, Kathy, when I see you in the street and I say, hello, Kathy, how are you feeling? Mm. I don't need to make any decision as to what gender you are. In English, it's how you, how's the baby, that's a nice pram. Whatever you say doesn't have a gender attached to it. In
That's
Hebrew,
right.
Unfortunately, very, very unfortunately.
It's not only Hebrew, it's also French.
It gets worse because I did some Googling. Their languages, Hebrew has masculine and feminine. Other languages have masculine, feminine, and neuter. And I think Icelandic or German, I might be mistaken, has something else. And I find that just, you know, I've been in Israel where I've seen a cute little baby in a pram, and you want to say, oh, cutie, how are you? Or to the mom, you know, how old's the kid? You can't do that. You have to make a decision as to the gender before asking
really?
The question. Because every word will need to be either masculine or feminine. The question word will be either male or female. The noun, the vowel, the adjective. You have to make your decision up. And in Israel, especially in the religious communities, when they don't cut the hair too quickly,
it's hard to tell.
It's very hard to tell. And I, for one, many, many, many times have called those little boys little girls because the language demands it.
That is so interesting. So what was the reaction from the mother when you called her little boy or little girl?
They generally understand, but at some point you're going to get people irritated. What about my brain just started going funny places. What happens with transsexuals?
I know. I was actually thinking about that.
What happens if you just assume somebody's male and you're speaking to them in the male voice, but they're actually not? And they don't have to be transsexuals. They could just be quite manly females.
I think transsexual is, especially when it comes to religious observances, like in terms of Judaism, there are so many. I was listening to a talk. We had a rabbi on who was talking about medical ethics. And there are certain mitzvot that women take on. And there are certain mitzvot that men take on. But the prayers and the mitzvot that we take on is not for our body, it's for our soul.
Wow, that is complicated.
It's very, very complicated. It's not just changing genders. The soul of that person. You know, emotion, all of that is considered part of the physical. The soul, your higher self, is not emotional. Emotion is part of the physical animal soul.
Bringing it down, because you've taken it to a very spiritual level again.
Well,
and
for me, it all comes back to that.
So I was wondering to what extent this male and female voice actually affects the way one thinks, how one sees the world differently. We, as I say, as English speakers, we don't have this issue. But I did some research, and apparently the word bridge in German is masculine, and the word bridge in Spanish is feminine. And when they asked Germans and Spaniards to describe bridges, the Germans were saying they're strong, they're sturdy, they're dependable. And the Spanish were saying intricately designed, pretty,
very fancy, filigreed.
And isn't that interesting? Just the extent to which maybe this language has exactly.
Everything starts with language, though. Everything.
Yes, it does. But we as English speakers are almost quite lucky that we are not forced to think in preconceived stereotypes.
God said, let there be light. Like manifesting. Like it's when you vocalize something, you manifest.
But in Hebrew, said ye'ol, which is masculine light.
Mm. Thank God. It means it's not premenstrual. Okay.
Once again, the card-carrying member of the feminist group, Kathy Kayla.